I could just go on and on. I want to ask you, are you really saved? You say, I'm a church member. That doesn't count. You say, I've been baptized. That doesn't count. You say, I read my Bible. Preacher, that doesn't count. You say, preacher, I'm good to my family. That doesn't count. You say, Brother Harold, I'm not on dope. That doesn't count. I want to ask you, have you had that experience called the new birth? I'll never forget what my beloved pastor that baptized me when I really got saved, Brother Lawrence Roberts, told me. He said, Brother Harold, I was the pastor of a little country church during the Great Recession. He said, everybody in our church was so poor we could hardly live. But there was one rich man in our church that had the only gin in our county. He had 1,000 acres of peaches, and he had the only peach shed in our county, and about a third of our members worked for him directly or indirectly. His wife and 16-year-old daughter were members of Brother Roberts' church, but they could never get John to come. Brother Roberts said, one Sunday night, I was just ready to preach, and in walked the family and sat down in the back row. Brother Roberts said, if I ever preached with one man on my heart, it was that night. And he said, when I gave the invitation, we sang the first stanza and he didn't come. We sang the second stanza and he didn't come. Brother Robert said, on the third stanza, I walked off the platform and down the aisle. And I went back to him and I said, John, I believe God sent you here tonight. He said, the man looked me in the face and said, preacher, that was a great sermon you preached. I really enjoyed it. But I cannot give my heart to Jesus Christ tonight. He said, I have a deal on for next Wednesday. I know it's crooked. I know it's not right. But I'm going to make $25,000 out of that deal. And if I got saved, I'd have to call it off and I'd lose that $25,000 I'm going to make. Brother Robert said, John, you have more money now than you and your family can ever spend. Do I understand you to say, John, you're putting a $25,000 price tag on your soul? He said, that's exactly it. And turned and walked out. Brother Robert said at 4 o'clock Tuesday morning, his telephone rang. It was John's wife, and her call was so urgent, she said, preacher, come. Come as quickly as you can. John woke up about 2 hours ago, seriously ill. We have not been able to locate the doctor. Please come, preacher. He said, as hurriedly as my wife and I could get ready, we went to that house. And he said, when I stopped my car in front of that beautiful palatial home, nobody would have told me where he was. I could hear him. He said, I walked up those steps and down that hall and back to that little bedroom, and he was screaming with his wife on one side, holding this side, and the daughter on the other, screaming as loud as he could scream, don't let him have me. Don't let him have me. Brother Roberts said, I leaned over him and I said, John, this is Brother Roberts. This is your pastor. No one's after you. Brother Roberts, don't you see him? Yonder comes the devil up our lane. Look at that chain, Brother Roberts. He's coming after me. He's turning in our front gate. He's coming up our front steps. He's coming down the hall. There he is. He's crawling over the foot of the bed. He's wrapping that chain around my ankles, Brother Roberts. He's wrapping that chain around my waist, Brother Roberts. Oh, Brother Roberts, he's wrapping that chain around my throat. He's choking me. He's choking me, Brother Roberts. Don't let him have me. Don't let him have me. Brother Roberts said, with a last gasp, he said, he's got me. Brother Roberts said, Harold, his hair was thicker than yours. And all over the headboard of that bed were hairs, and he'd borne his head back in that bed trying to get away from the devil. Let me tell you something. There are you that laugh at the devil and scoff at this thing called sin. But let me tell you, as sure as I'm preaching to you this morning, the devil is real. And one of these days, he's going to knock on your door. And when he knocks, it'll be too late to pray. If the Holy Spirit takes his flight and you send away your day of grace, you will never, never, never be saved. This is the sin that Agrippa committed. Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, but almost is to be lost, almost is to be damned. I believe you'll agree with me that this is a sin that Felix committed. Preacher Paul, I'll call for you at a more convenient season. And he is in hell. This is a sin that Festus committed. This is a sin that the rich young ruler committed. And they're in hell. They refused Jesus. They thought they had plenty of time. They expected to be saved at the 11th hour. And they died at 10:30. I believe with all of my heart there's somebody in this house. I believe with all of my heart there's somebody in this house. If you let this opportunity this morning to slip by, I don't mean walk down here and rededicate your life, but I mean walk down here and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Although I'm a member of the First Baptist Church, I'm a guest, I'm a sinner, I'm lost, Lord, and on my way to hell. If you fail to do that this morning, I believe the Spirit of God's going to take his flight. And you have your last opportunity today to get right with God.